Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Manuel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dan Monson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Woodson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Woodson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Little. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar strikes out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horta juggles the ball. That's an error on Horta. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Monson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nettles. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Morales goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manuel hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monzon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to second. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Andrews trying to get to home. Manuel throws the ball into Borgman, who tags Andrews, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Borgman strikes out. Two outs. Dan Monzen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzen is 0-for-1 in the game. Monzen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Kelly steals third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May is walked intentionally. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry pinch hits for Dick Woodson. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Manuel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Bry now playing left field. Charlie Manuel now playing right field. Jim Strickland now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Borgman. Andrews moves to third. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales strikes out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 3 in the game. Orta strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monzon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Rod Carew pinch hits for Dan Monzon. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick pinch hits for Jim Strickland. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Rod Carew now playing second base. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 3 in the game. Little strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Charlie Manuel. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Rich Reese. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.